We're joined in the studio to start our hour by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, it's good to be here. I was thinking about how different the weather was today
than last week. Compared to last week.
Yeah, I think it's when we kind of first got out of the house last week. So, yeah, it's a great day today.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
Is there any snow still? Oh, yeah, there is a little bit of snow out there.
Hey, there's a spot.
There's still some snow out there. It's been 70 degrees all week.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. That's the snow that we should be bringing into Congress as proof of global warming. Like, this mutant snow survived 70-degree weather for a whole
week.
That's
exactly right.
Oh, man. So, before we get started, the big news of the day is that I saw Call Me By Your Name, and it's one of the best movies I've seen for 2 years. Have you seen that yet?
No, but I can't wait
God,
to see it.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I know. I've heard about it, and I was supposed to try to go last week. I had a conflict, but yeah, I definitely want to see it.
Yeah. Was the conflict 10 inches of snow, or?
unfortunately, yeah. The conflict was a long-standing engagement I had with some friends, some friends who we needed to visit and not go to a movie, but gosh, I want to go see it, I'm happy to hear that you enjoyed it.
I'm 2/9 of the way through watching all of the nominees for Best Picture. They came out and I looked at it and I was like, I've seen zero of these movies. I need to get on that. So I've seen The Shape of Water and Call Me By Your Name now. I think I might be done. I might just go back and see this one over and over again.
Well, I want to see it. I know it's supposed to be excellent.
It's really good. Anyway, Town of Carrboro Board of Aldermen met on Tuesday with a number of items on the agenda, but one was a public hearing on the budget to sort of start that process, right?
Yeah. So we had our, it's kind of our kickoff to the community to kind of let them know we're getting ready to have the manager has one-on-ones with all of the board members, as well as, of course, he's meeting with all of his department heads. And we hear from, you know, anyone from the public that has like an initial request they want to make sure we're aware of. And we always on that evening hear from Robert Dowling from the Home Trust, and he was there. We always hear from Neris Levy about the community dinner and got correspondence from her about that. And we are starting to get some emails from some citizens and residents that have concerns and questions and some items they want us to consider. And so just put out the word to Carrboro folks. If you have budgetary needs or concerns or questions, please get them to us. We will have our, after we get presented with the manager's budget, that will be on May 1st. Then we'll have our first work session on May 8th. And then we'll have a public hearing on the budget, on the manager's recommended budget on May 22nd. And then if it's necessary, we'll have a second work session that same evening. And then we're looking toward June 19th to adopt the final budget. Usually by that time, our numbers have firmed up from the various things we have to fund and everything. And that gives us a little bit of padding before the end of June. So that's the timeline.
Is this sort of the tweaking the second year of the two-year budget? Is that?
Well, no, we do the yearly budget.
You do the yearly budget?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. That's, we still do the yearly. And let me also mention this, Aaron. I'm glad I thought of saying this. Our online videos of the meetings, it's called Granicus. We had some issues with it on Tuesday night, so our meeting was not shown live on Tuesday night, nor has it been uploaded yet. We've had some issues with it. They've been working on it this week. We think we're getting those resolved, and we hope to have Tuesday night's meeting showing on our website by close of business today. So so folks who, if you weren't there, you missed it completely and can't get to it right now. So I say that to say that also that evening we had after the presentation, or after the, I guess, the public hearing, which our finance director, Arch McAdoo, kind of gives some highlights, kind of leading into the budget. After that, we had an overview of our CIP, our capital improvement program, and then a pretty long kind of presentation from, I can't remember the name of the group, but it was a group to kind of talk to us about how we might finance some of our projects over the next 10 to 20 years. And it was really, you know, a lot of numbers, a lot of pages, a lot of slides, but really a deep dive into our current financial picture, where we get our revenues, where our expenditures go, trends, projected trends over the next several years, and then where we might look to fund a lot of our long-term needs. You know, for example, our existing infrastructure needs upfitting, and other things like that. So folks who really want to have a hand on where we are financially, where the town is financially, and where we may go, might want to review that once it's all up.
Are those kind of the front and center issues for this year's budget process, or are those more long-term?
I think that this year might be when the rubber hits the road on some items we've been deferring. This is actually independent of our 203 South Greensboro building, which is kind of going to be funded through other pots of money. This is kind of looking out 10, 20, 30 years and saying, you know, we've been putting off in Carrboro, I think, some decisions on, you know, how are we going to, for example, renovate town hall? How are we going to work toward renovating our public works facility? You know, how are we going to continue to upfit, you know, our leasing of our vehicles? How are we going to continue to build sidewalks and greenways in the town? You know, and so all of those items are ones that, you know, would likely require, you know, and different sources of income, you know, perhaps a tax increase. And so that's something we haven't had in many, many years. But if we do that, we want to make sure we do it, you know, thoughtfully and with, you know, kind of good deal of input and, you know, just kind of some forecasting, some really smart forecasting. We're in very solid financial position. And, you know, the time is probably here to kind of look at some of these items that we've been putting off and figure out how we might finance those.
And in terms of this, and I know we're just getting started with the process, but in terms of specific questions, what do you most want and need public feedback on?
Well, you know, I think we did a survey last year. It was the first one of its kind where we really did a community survey on a whole lot of areas of interest to public officials and to our residents. And so we got good, solid feedback from our community about things that are important to them. For example, affordable housing is really important to our community. And I think that's because, you know, we're a caring, empathetic, progressive community, and we just are. And so, for instance, we have an affordable housing, you know, fund that we have, you know, we have some great projects that we have funded out of that and are continuing to fund, like our, like the CASA project, you know, kicking in with that with the county and Chapel Hill and some other, you know, homeowner repair issues. But that was funded by the sale of a condo that we had downtown. And so the money in that is decreasing. And it, like, for instance, this year we might need to think through, do we want to set up some kind of a policy where we continue to fund that every year in our budget? You know, instance, like, things like that. Like, it'll be, even though it was actually affirmed in our survey that the communities, that's really important to the community, we want folks to hear what we're thinking about things like that, about things like, do we want to continue to build our sidewalk infrastructure, our greenway infrastructure, you know, other issues that are really, really important to the town and where we might go with those. So I think any issue like that that a Carrboro citizen feels strongly about, I think they should let us know.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org is the town's website to get more information. You can also get the full schedule for upcoming budget hearings and other sort of stops along the way before June when the budget is finalized. So that was one big item on the agenda for the meeting on Tuesday. What else did the board discuss?
We also passed a resolution, and it was supporting, you know, the SNAP program, which of course is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, because it's under threat of being defunded or not funded, funding cut, I guess, under the 2018 Farm Bill. And so we passed this resolution and we had copies sent to Congressman Price and to our two senators. But, you know, some of the statistics in this resolution, you know, really, again, you know, just kind of stunning when you think about how we live and how our community lives and the fact that we still have so many hungry people in America, really. But just a couple of quick stats. You know, North Carolina is the eighth hungriest state in the nation. SNAP benefits, monthly SNAP benefits average around $119 per household. But 15% of our population actually relies on SNAP to pay for groceries. So one in six are facing food insecurity and poverty. And usually it's households with children, seniors, people with disabilities. So it's, you know, it's people in our communities that really need our help the most. And so, you know, our resolution kind of pointed out how, you know, SNAP obviously helps with nutrition, helps with long-term health, and it actually improves the state's economy because it does pump that money back into our economy. And so, you know, the resolution, I think, does a really good job of just kind of digging into, you know, why the SNAP program is so important and why we really urge our members of Congress and, you know, to support it and to not cut it.
And so, sort of in addition to speaking out and really lobbying the federal government on that, what can the town do sort of locally to address food insecurity here?
Well, exactly. I know, you know, one of our, we have so many great nonprofits that address food insecurity, right? You know, we have Porch, we have Table, we have you know, all kinds, but, you know, I'll highlight, of course, IFC, right? Mm-hmm. So because we know that their project has been approved for Main Street and Carborough, and I know they're in the process right now of making the rounds and trying to get their capital campaign, you know, in place, because they're going to, when that facility is built, it's actually going to be a really phenomenal facility in terms of what's there right now and what's going to be there, and also having the one location for the pantry and for the food service. It's going to be, I think, first of all, it's going to just look nice, but it's also going to be just, you know, a great, great amenity to our community to help those in need, those that, you know, need food. And it's really, really hard to argue with that. And so I would say that, you know, I would suggest, you know, anyone who wants to, you know, donate food or go and volunteer there or donate money to the IFC.
Yeah. And just sort of affordability in general is going to be a key issue for a long time, but that's also coming up at the Assembly of Governments meeting, which is on this coming Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is. And so we just got a copy of the agenda for our joint meeting, our Assembly of Governments meeting, which is, you know, as you said, it's going to be on Tuesday night at the Witted Building up in Hillsboro. Mm. And of course, that's the occasion where the elected officials from Carborough, Board of Aldermen, Chapel Hill Town Council, Orange County Board of Commissioners, and Hillsboro Town Board all get together. And, you know, one thing that's interesting about this meeting is we originally had it scheduled in November and decided to postpone it for a couple of reasons. But one reason is because there's going to be a lot of new folks there, you know, and you know, one from our board, but, you know, several from Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we'll, you know, be having other new people around. But some of the topics on the agenda, and again, I haven't dug deeply into them, but I'm aware of them. But, you know, like one, for instance, is almost an overview of our joint planning agreements, mm-hmm. you know, of our rural buffer agreement and how we have all these joint planning agreements between our jurisdictions, which I think in many ways are a model for the state. And I know when I've talked to other leaders across the state about how we've worked these out many years ago, you know, I think that there's a little bit of jealousy there. But, you know, but a lot of these communities that are just popping up here and there, I mean, it's hard to do it after the horse is out of the barn. So anyway, that's one thing. I'm going to be talking about a few other items, I think, of interest to the community. One is going to be a deep dive into the Orange County Food Council, which ties into the food insecurity issues. And then a interesting report about manufactured home parks. And I know there's been a lot of talk in the news this week about that with Lakeview Trailer Park and how we might be able to embrace trailer parks in a way to keep them going, you know, in a way that's affordable, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're talking about. And then I know the last item on the agenda is a green tract update. And so this will be really interesting, too, I think. The jurisdictions, you know, the county and Chapel Hill and Carborough, of course, own the green tract. And our boards all respectively kind of urged us to kind of go forward and try to look at how some development on that tract might look. And the chair of the county commissioners and the mayor of Chapel Hill and I and staff have been meeting several times over the course of the last few months, just kind of looking at the lay of the ground and the topography and possible scenarios of intensity on that tract. And this will be a good opportunity to kind of have all of our boards look at that and give some feedback. And then also we can go back to our respective boards and make sure we're heading in the right direction on that.
And for people who are just sort of coming into that conversation, what and where is the green tract? Because it's not just a plot of green land. It's
right.
Green with an E.
It's it is name. Green.
Yeah.
It is the green tract and yeah. It is green. Yes. It's actually located up off of Rogers Road. Mm-hmm. And actually, Aaron, that's one of the small challenges with it, right? You kind of get to it through a neighborhood off of the Chapel Hill, Orange County side of Rogers Road, not the Carborough side of Rogers Road, in such a way that it actually is bordered on one side by old landfill property, kind of. Rogers Road community neighborhoods on one side, and then Homestead Park on the other side. If you were to go up, say, Marin Road, which you don't, but in any event, that's one of the challenges with it is it's kind of, you know, if any kind of more intense, any kind of intense development back there, and by intense I just mean even a lot of houses, might require also cutting a road through, you know, either off of Rogers or off of Eubanks or some other way to get cars in and out of there.
Speaking with Lydia LaBelle again, townofcarborough.org for more information. I got the Assembly of Governments meeting coming up on Tuesday. I'll have the video from this past Tuesday's meeting up by the end of the day today. Anything else going on in Carborough that people want to know about?
I think that's it for now.
All right. Carborough Mayor Lydia LaBelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.